Over. HKX. Over.
Patrick, KN4TFW.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday.
Friday. I get to make my long drive today.
Head down to Greenwood.
Yes, sir, I am.
Drive.
About 2 hours, 2.5.
26, you going down 25?
I'll go down 26.
It was closest for you.
Is Ed still in the hospital?
I tried to call him yesterday when I was walking the dog, and he texted me back, said he was in the hospital. Some kind of bladder cramps or something, and they're supposed to be working on him this morning.
Gathered from that text message, but I wasn't sure.
To get better for sure.
He's having a rough go of this supposedly easy surgery they were doing.
The parts are probably okay. It just somehow he got like a urinary tract infection and then some bladder issues, and it just can't get all that cleared up.
He'll get it soon. That way you can get back out and get back at it.
He'll be on the radio.
He is. I know. He's probably ready to go back to work, too.
Hurting so bad he just can't get no sleep. I know that's, you know, several times he's mentioned about getting sleep.
Hard to function when you can't sleep.
Better when you don't get any good sleep, neither.
Shutdown still going okay?
Today's really the first official day on that, but some of the machinery went down early, so they were able to get a couple of days head start. But so far, everything's going pretty good. I got one type of pipe sealant that hasn't come in yet, and I was looking online. Nobody has it local. It's has a higher fire rating.
What kind of special sealant is it?
It ain't like Rector Seal. It's kind of like Rector Seal, but it's made by a company called Gasola, and it's called E-Seal, and they use it a lot on fuels and stuff like that.
I'm assuming it's something like you'd use on gas lines and that kind of stuff. That stuff was always real goofy.
It's similar. I guess it just got a couple of different properties in it, which makes it a little higher fire rating. I think it's good for up to like 800 degrees.
Worked for my uncle doing plumbing. We used to do some gas lines also, and he had some special stuff we had to use on the gas lines. In the wintertime, that stuff was thick as concrete. You'd have to sit it on the van and warm it up first.
I can definitely believe that. That stuff's thick even in the summertime. Things where, normally they stock it, but they happen to be out. So now it's caught in the supply chain issues.
Well, it's taking so long to get stuff back. When you order it, you forget about it. And it's hard to keep track of everything. I know I'm struggling with that right now. I can't remember what I got on back order and what I don't, even when I look at the list all the time.
Little metering pump. And it was supposed to only be a couple of weeks, and now I'm like 4 weeks into it. I think they told me they had factory issues, and it's supposed to ship. I guess it's supposed to ship on Monday, so hopefully next week I'll have it.
Things we pre-ordered for promotional stuff. This happened to be a Gibson guitar with the Matco logo and all that stuff on it. Well, I ordered two of them. I was going to give one away at Christmas time for a prize. And then there was another, some kind of radio that turned into an amplifier you could use it with the guitar. And it was decked out in the Matco logo and all that. It was supposed to have been here last month in September. Now it's not expected to be here until March of next year, and they won't let us cancel it.
Can't you cancel it, thing that's a pain?
It's too bad if they didn't throw a promotion out there about it before it was delivered and let everybody know, so now the customers are all asking about it. Hey, what's this? What's going on with this? And now you have to deal with that issue again.
The big problem is like, you and I know what's going on with the supply chain and that, with the regular, just ordinary people that don't have to deal with it, they just don't understand.
Surprising the people that don't understand it. I mean, they have no clue about it either.
On the interstate here. Back on the interstate.
Traffic out there this morning?
It was quite a few trucks. There was 8 or 10 trying to get on the interstate right here with me.
Four HKX. Well, yesterday there wasn't hardly any traffic, and then today there's more than usual.
Figure it out, KN4 GFW. No, yesterday, boy, it was painful to go to Simpsonville.
That time of day? Oh, Lord. No, thank you.
Early so that I could, have time to do my other stuff when I got back. I was going to go the day before or whatever, but to pick up something, or I was going to actually leave early and go pick it up and go home and that, but man, that didn't work out.
I stay away from 85 any way I can. I just soon spend another 30 minutes driving the back road and not have to get out there and take the chance of being out there for 3 or 4 hours sitting in traffic.
From BMW up until the construction zone isn't too bad. And I mean, I've been driving it now a year, and I've only been stuck that one time, and that was, what, about a month ago because power lines were down?
I know listening to the radio, it seems to be around exit 54 that tends to be the worry there at Pellet Road.
Backing up, before I got to the airport, it just started backing up. I guess all the cars coming up, but never was anything wrong. It just, you know, everybody could just shoot right on through if they'd keep a proper distance and let people in and that. You could go through and never stop, but they just won't do it.
A little bit of thing called courtesy that messes everybody up. Just give them half a beat to get in or get out or do whatever they're doing instead of just trying to push them.
Somebody puts on the brakes and that, and then another one does and another one, and it's a chain reaction, and pretty soon, you know, 300 yards back, people are stopped.
And then people need to learn how to get on and off the interstate too. That little skinny pedal, it works miracles doing that.
They come down the ramp doing 40 and get on the interstate doing 40, and then they mash on the gas, right?
They mash on the gas. Most of them forget what it's for altogether. Like it's got an egg under it and they're trying not to break it. Go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm getting into the black hole. So you have a good day. Hope everything goes smooth for you. And I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4 HKX. And I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, you have a safe trip down there to Greenwood. Hope your day goes good and pretty quick, and I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.